Trinadapi suniche na tarodiba sahishnuna. Amani na manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Hare nama, hare nama iva kivalam. Kalo nastyeva, nastyeva, nastyeva gatir anyata. Arjuna uvacha nashta mohas mitir labdha. Tvat prasadan maya chuta. Statosmi gata sandeha. Karishye vachanang tava. This verse completes the Bhagavad Gita circle. The Bhagavad Gita actually began when Arjuna surrendered to Krishna in Kapitula 2. When Arjuna said, "Now I am your disciple," and a soul surrendered unto you, please instruct me, because I am confused, and I want you to tell me what I should actually do at this moment of crisis. So that is where Krishna accepts the role of guru. And then prior to this verse, Krishna said to Arjuna, "I have explained everything. Are your doubts now dispelled?" So Arjuna's first word in this verse, nashta moha, the illusion is dispelled. So the Bhagavad Gita is now ended. Arjuna is free from doubt. And as he says here, smriti labdha. He has regained his memory. Because before he surrendered to Krishna, his mind was lost. He was in complete anxiety. He was confused. He was lamenting. And he would not do his duty. He would not fight. And at one point, he dropped his bow. That bow was very, very famous. Gandiva. It was a very special bow. So him dropping the bow was very significant. Because if the Pandavas were to win the war, they were going to need Arjuna to win it for them. Because Arjuna was their best fighter. He had defeated even the demigods in battle. So he was already very famous as a warrior. But he had dropped his bow. So the situation was most precarious for the Pandavas. But Krishna was there to help him. So the next word, tvat prasadat. Arjuna says, "Krishna, my illusion and my memory, this has all been done by your mercy."
Krishna,
Prasad, the word prasad is used. Prasad means favor. Prasad means mercy. So when we get prasadam from the temple, that is very special. It is the favor of Krishna. It is Krishna's blessing on you. Not everybody gets prasad. There are millions of people in Santiago. Only a very small percentage gets prasad. So you are special. When we get prasad, we offer prayers. We want to remember. This is God's favor. God's blessing. It should not be taken cheaply. Just as if you were given $1 million American dollars. Because a million Chilean dollars is nothing, right? But $1 million American dollars. Very, very special. So Krishna Prasad is worth more than $1 million. You only get it by Krishna's mercy. Now, Arjuna addresses Krishna by one of his names. Repite, Achyuta. Achyuta means Krishna never fails. He does not fall into illusion. Even if Krishna comes to this material world, as he did 5,000 years ago, he was not under the modes of nature. There are some philosophers, they think that when God descends to the material world, he becomes conditioned by the modes of nature. That is the greatest offense. Such a person is called Pashandi. Atheist. So we must never think that when God comes to earth, he becomes conditioned by Maya. So this word, Achyuta, infallible, very important. Otherwise, your understanding of God is defective. Now, Arjuna says, Gata Sandeha. All the doubts are removed. Earlier in the Bhagavad Gita, the doubts were compared to demons. When your mind is doubtful, it means that you're being attacked by demons. That's how Arjuna was thinking. But we all know from the Krishna book how Krishna killed all the demons. From the time he was born till the time he left this world, He was killing one demon after another. So Krishna is very expert at killing demons. And Krishna is very expert at removing doubts. Therefore, we have to read Bhagavad Gita daily. Because doubts are going to be there. Doubt is also a sign of intelligence. Unless there are doubts, then we do not know if the particular person is intelligent. Lord Kapila even says in the Bhagavatam that doubting is one of the symptoms of intelligence. So you're bound to have doubts. But they should be removed. And you cannot remove them on your own. That is why you need a spiritual master. That's why you need Bhagavad Gita. And that is why you need senior devotees who have experience. These three things can remove your doubt. Everything depends on your faith. You must have faith in your guru. You must have equal faith in Krishna or the Vedic scriptures and faith in authorized senior devotees. Otherwise, you're going to be in difficulty. The reason somebody leaves Krishna consciousness, it is because their faith has been shaken. And the doubts have overtaken and destroyed their faith. Reading Bhagavad Gita solidifies your faith that Krishna is God. So you need to read and hear Bhagavad Gita every day. Prabhupada escribe that just as in order to live you need to eat food, just like yesterday it was a little difficult because you had to fast all day. So, as the day went on, you were not had as much energy. And you kept looking at your watch. But then, right at the end, Hari Bol. But you can appreciate how the body needs food. So Prabhupada escribe that the soul also needs nourishment. And that is reading Prabhupada's books. Reading Prabhupada's books fills the soul with spiritual nourishment. Now, the last line of the verse. Muy importante. Karishye vachanam tava, repite por favor.
Karishye vachanam tava.
This is where Arjuna says, I will do as you say.
I
we hopefully can also say this to Krishna. This is another way of saying the Maha Mantra. Because the Maha Mantra means engage me in your service. That is Krishna's order. Krishna's order is that you engage in his service. So this line is the meaning of the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I will execute your instruction. Krishna wants you to be happy. But Krishna knows there's only one way you can be happy. And that is to surrender to him. There's no other option. You can get some illusory happiness by not surrendering to Krishna. Happiness in the mode of goodness, passion, and ignorance. But that is temporary and illusory. But if you want to be always happy, there's only one way. Surrender to Krishna. There's no other option. And Krishna knows that. So therefore, in verse 66, he ordered us to surrender. But that is because Krishna knows that is what we need to hear. Like a doctor. The doctor has to follow a kind of oath. Vow. The doctor diagnoses your disease. And because he's a doctor, he knows how to cure your disease. And he's duty bound to tell you what you need to do. So in the same way, the spiritual master and the scriptures are telling you how to become free. How to become liberated. So it is up to you to accept that knowledge. But prior to today's verse, Krishna told Arjuna, and it's a song I sang last night, it's up to you what you want to do. Right? Did you hear that song last night? Right? That song is based on that verse from Bhagavad Gita. Krishna does not force you. He explains everything. And as he said, now decide what you want to do. It's up to you. And Arjuna says, yes, it's up to me. I agree. I surrender. That is why you are here today. That's why you joined this movement. You joined this movement because at one point you understood, I need to surrender to Krishna. In the purport, Prabhupada made it very clear. You have only two choices. There was another song I sang last night. You got to serve somebody. Did you hear that song? You heard yesterday? Yes. Because that is what we are. We are servants. Nothing more, nothing less. You may think you're the king or the queen. You may think you're the enjoyer. You may think you're the proprietor. You may think that you're the center of the universe. But the reality is, you're a servant. Even if you're the President Barack Obama of the United States, you are only a servant. So it comes down to a choice. Two choices. Serve Krishna or serve Maya. If you choose Maya, what does she do? Slap, kick, punch, torture. That's her job. When Maya punishes you, she is also servant of Krishna. And she's punishing you because that's what Krishna tells her to do. And she is the most obedient servant of Krishna. There is a painting in the sixth canto. Mahavishnu is glancing at Durga. Glancing. See, glancing. And she stands like this. Yes, Lord, order me. So when she kicks you, she's doing it under the order of Krishna. So you serve Maya, slap. Serve Krishna, get prasad. Who wants to get slapped? Who wants prasad? Then surrender to Krishna. Simple. See? Simple. Preguntas. Japa is muy simple. Escuche atentivo. Atentamente. That is the secret of success. Por ejemplo, you were singing with the harmonium. And I was listening. And I was appreciating how you were singing. You're not a great singer, but your chanting was very nice. ¿Por qué? Because you were chanting from here. You were chanting very sincerely. You're not a perfect musician. Neither am I. But that doesn't matter. Your chanting was very nice because it was corazón chanting. So, when you were singing, was your mind absorbed? Yes? Your mind, when you were singing, your mind was totally into the chanting. Yes? Japa is no different. You have to get absorbed. So you have to chant loud and you have to pay attention to every syllable. The Bhagavad Gita says, when the mind wanders, you have to bring it back under control. So when you're chanting japa, and the mind is going, Hare Krishna, loud and pay attention, concentrate. Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. Pay attention to the sound you are making. Just like when you sing. And chant from here, not here. Chant from here. ¿Quién es guru? Story to tell. I heard this story long time ago. When Jayapataka first joined this movement, he was in Montreal, Canada. He was very thin. Tall and thin. Very thin. And he used to chant japa very loud. The devotees told him, go outside. Because he chanted so loud. But look where he is now. I also chant very loud. In Los Angeles, I was also told, go outside. But the point is, you have to hear with attention. You have to concentrate. That's your job. That's you have to do that. Nobody else. You do it. That is japa. That's it. That's japa. No other technique. Loud, concentrate. Buena suerte. In 1975, I was in Vrindavan. Siéntese. And Prabhupada would take a nap after lunch. And after lunch, at 4:30, he would open his room and guests would come to see him. And normally, there would be some prasadam for the guests who would come to see. So somebody made a tray of cookies. But there were not enough cookies for the number of people. And I took the service of distributing the cookies to all the people in the room. So Prabhupada could see there was not enough cookies. So Prabhupada would say, break in half. Do you understand? He wanted me to take the cookies and break them in half and give everybody one half a cookie so that everybody would get prasad. So So Prabhupada wanted me to first break all the cookies. But what I was doing was breaking one cookie and distributing. Then break another cookie and distribute. But he wanted me to break all the cookies first, then distribute. So I was breaking one cookie and distributing. And every other minute, Prabhupada was saying, break in half. And I didn't understand. As far as I knew, I was breaking them in half. So after about 3 or 4 times, Prabhupada kept raising his voice. Break in half. And I got agitated. And I said, I am breaking them in half. And Prabhupada could see that I was losing it. So some other senior disciple came over and took the tray from me. And I went like this. I felt like this. I felt like tanto, estúpido. Yes, I felt like this. I had failed my spiritual master. And to this day, I still think mucho tanto, mucho estúpido. That's my Prabhupada story for today. All my God brothers are more advanced than me. I'm not even a disciple because I'm so stupid. I did book distribution as a brahmachari. And my greatest success was on the subways of New York. It was I think Christmas Eve. So we would go right after the morning program. We would chant all our rounds, take prasad, and go out the whole day on the subways of New York. Comprende subway? So, we would go on the subway car and make an announcement. We are distributing books and collecting money. Please donate. So, we would go through the whole subway to every person. And then, at the end of the line, take the train back all day long. And they were giving pennies. They were giving nickels, dimes, quarters. And I stayed out till very, very late. And on that day, I came back to the temple with a big sack of money. And I had collected the most of the whole temple. Lord Chaitanya was very pleased. And I felt, I am king of the world. But then Krishna made me humble. I have one God brother. He has gone out every day since 1973. To this day, every day he goes out. His name is Brigupati. So that means over 40 years, every day he goes out on book distribution. And he told me, one day you go out, everybody takes the book. The next day, you say the same exact things, nobody even wants to look at you. That's Krishna. Right? That's Sankirtan. Because Sankirtan is actually you and Super Soul. There is one devotee. He is the minister of Sankirtan for ISKCON. His name is Vijay Das. You know Vijay Das. He told me, I asked him, what is your secreto? He says that while he's distributing, he prays to Krishna in that person's heart. Please allow this person to take the book. That is his secret. You've heard of Vaisheshika? Same way. He has been distributing since 1973-74. And now he's a guru. He gets all of his Indian disciples to go on Sankirtan. These are people who are lawyers and doctors and engineers. And he gets them to go on Sankirtan. Mahashakti. Vaisheshika Mahashakti. Very good. He is up here. I am down there. Devoto puro. Devotee rock and roll.